Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Folks, we're sponsored by
Boutique Infinity Tan and Salon at the top of the White Rock Road, best sunbed shop in the world.
You gone? Oh, I thought a lot of people do.
Just check. Just make sure this mic's not. It's not in space.
4K. Yeah.
Just the right bit of equipment.
Cater to contact.
Honestly, you'll fucking make good content from the iPhone, the new iPhone. Honestly,
4K quality.
Yeah,
good shit.
I think 4K takes up all sorts of memory on an iPhone.
Yeah, loads of memory. So we have to shoot 4K. That's what people are wanting.
It's what it is.
You know, people don't turn around. That's why there's no need for 4K. There's no need for 4K. Fuck me, if that's the case, I would have used a Nokia 3310 10 years ago. You know what I'm saying? Plus, if you still want it, I'd say 20 years time, fucking not be 4K, be fucking 20K.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It's only going to get better.
Yeah, it's only going to get better. Yeah.
Does YouTube know it's 4K? Because obviously when it comes up, it just says 4K. 4K, yeah. So does YouTube just automatically know what?
Whenever you upload, do you upload 4K anyway?
You know, do you be flat out in the weddings?
We are quite wet. We're quite busy, so we are flat out.
How many a week would you say?
We wouldn't do go by a week, we'd go by a year. We're flat out, so we're.
Yeah.
Yeah, mate, I'm sure you're going to get busy. You've sort of blew up over the last couple of weeks, so I'm sure you're going to get busy as fuck now, mate.
No, fuck, I haven't had a booking. I haven't had a proper booking in fucking a good few weeks now.
See, you've put a couple of videos up and they've sort of went viral, but you haven't really put your business to them.
No, flipping, that's what it is. You know what? Someone said to me, keep your business out of it. And I thought to myself, I will keep my business out of it. So the one I said, was when we're out doing, my wedding, I try to be serious.
Keep it separate.
You know?
But mate, it's free advertising, but.
I know, it is free advertising, so it is. I completely understand. I thought about it. I thought, yes, I see all these views. There's like one of that, the noodle, bag of noodle one. It was, the views went up to about 3/4 million views. And it's like 20,000 plus shares on it.
Are we shooting now? When I seen the bag of noodle thing, I just seen, it was just like a wee, sandwich bag.
I thought it was cheap, £2 for that bit of noodles. It was a fucking rip-off, so it was. You could have just one gulp, and that was gone.
It looked like, seriously, when you get a fish in, Thunderland or something, and you shake it. It was only,
it was tiny, so it was. I would have fucking been happy enough with a bit of pot noodle or something.
Put your first video up, you'd only a couple of followers. John sent it into our...
That wasn't one with the big crab, was it?
So he sent it. Yes. He sent it in the our group chat and was like, lads, we need to get him on the podcast. And then it sort of like happened. And then you put another video up and it went fucking
it was
the video going the wee ding ding
thing. Oh yes, a ding ding one. So someone turned around and said, that sounds about racist, And I says, flipping right enough, it does sound about racist, but we don't know the backstory. So the backstory is if you're living in Hong Kong, the Hong Kongers would call it translated, the ding ding cars. You know, translate it, just call it the ding ding cars. Yeah, just pop over, just jump on the ding ding cars, and that's it.
That's what you call it.
It wasn't definitely, it wasn't racist.
No racism intended.
No, yeah. Nothing like that.
Either. How can it be racist?
I know.
Are you from Hong Kong originally?
I was born in Hong Kong, Born in Hong Kong. Grew up here. So then.
Grew up in Westfield.
up the motorbike.
Go ahead, big man.
Come on, a bypass in the ding ding car.
Ding ding. So can you talk Chinese?
I talk Cantonese and my native language is Hakka. So does I. So yeah.
Can you read my talk? Can I?
I probably only bad words. Bad words. Or flip side. You know.
Tell us this. Jews write from, well, not Jews, but Chinese. Because I'm classing you as a Belfast Indian.
Hong Kong a part of China?
Hong Kong is a part of China now. So
but it's separate?
Yeah, separate. So this, yeah. You know, it's all for political stuff. So this, it belonged to Britain.
Yeah.
So that,
everything's belonged to Britain.
What was the big crabs like? What was the big crabs like? Good stuff, huh?
You know, something that you won't find here.
Yeah.
You know, I thought about doing, you know what I wanted to really do was to have, ever since out there went viral, I wanted to do a food review.
Yeah.
Like a genuine food review.
A proper one.
Not someone reaching out and says, John, would you here do, I give you a bit of free grub here, a bit of free sit down food here, you do me a viral video here. You know, that kind of stuff. You know, I don't want that there. Genuine food, but it's so hard to get. We don't have that kind of footfall. I always tell people, we don't have that kind of footfall here.
Yeah.
So, the diversity to have to eat, loads of different cultural food.
There is. Yeah. I feel like there's more happening now than there would have been a lot of years ago.
Yes,
like,
there is more. So there is.
Not enough still.
But you also look at that. I'm also looking at things like I'm from Lisburn. I grew up in Lisburn.
What are you from?
But it was from a place they're closing down left, right, and center. Yeah. They're not closing down, they're opening up just for weekends only.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
So there's a big difference. So there is it's going to be so hard. If I give a genuine review, I'm going to end up flipping and getting my windows pushed through or something.
If you're being honest,
I'm not going to sit there and have a burger and say, that's full of grease. I'll say, yes, I like having a good burger, but the meat's going to be salty. I'm not a big fan of the smash burgers.
Yeah,
they blew.
There's only a very few places that do a good one. A lot of them are they're phonies. They're bluffing their way doing it. I think. Like,
I'd rather fuck burger.
I'm a food connoisseur, and I love food.
I love my food.
Yeah,
they fucking like a state of me. I love my food.
It's the same, bro. See,
if someone's giving you a free food to come and review it, you're not going to come take the free view, the free food, and then go, I was fucking stinking. You have to give him a good review.
Even if it was stinking, you still don't want to say
it. I'd rather pay for
your
food
and say,
it's fucking rotten.
Yeah. But imagine him going off for noodles and he just gets it in a fucking bag. So, it's like, not even.
It'd be a spice bag, it'll be like a bag of noodles. Come for your bag of noodles. Saying,
dripping on all the bottom.
Aye, dripping out full of grease and all.
See the crab? Like, obviously, I haven't seen this one, but was it like a. What was the crab?
It was giant, mate. It was massive.
You ate it like that.
With two hands out there.
We'll put it up.
Stick your crab. I know. It was an Alaskan long leg crab.
It looked like one of them ones that get out of trawler, man, or something, in the documentary. It's a big giant king crab.
It was like a king crab, but it was great.
Yeah.
It was served with the flipping, I don't know what the frig it was. They scoop all, they open up the crab, scoop out all the gunk from the head. And that's what you eat. You dip the meat into the gunk, the head gunk. I just call it the head gunk. I don't know what it is, but it tastes great. Not just gunk. All the brains and all the brains off the flipping crab, and they steam it for about 30 minutes, 45 minutes kind of thing, and then they serve it.
Yeah.
There's no seasoning that goes in there.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed sponsored jobs.
With Indeed-sponsored jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Because it is, it's nice and sweet, so it is a nice crab.
Yeah, I've heard crabs, but it was expensive. Sweet meat, like, you know, taste in the
hand. I sort of said to him, was actually, what happened was, I said to myself, I was in Hong Kong, and I thought, right, if I take a booking today, I'm going straight out to get a flipping king crab. I'm going out to get a king crab to eat. I want to eat crabs to eat.
Yes.
I got a booking that day, so then I straight down, flipping, got on the phone to my, I said to the missus, get on the phone to your wee muppers and say, find me a place that does that big crab with long legs, you know.
Right.
And I called him Thomas. So
Thomas.
Wee Tommy got eaten.
When we were in a beef, we were in a beef, and we were at the beach, and we were having a few drinks, but we were just like, we seen like these small crabs. Then we were just catching them. Then we were sticking them in their mouth, trying to eat them. And shout out to Croft, he's just scared of him. I was trying to get it on my mate Croft. And because we were over there for a party, we ended up giving the crab. I ended up crunching it up and just sniffing it. And then I stuck one down my boxers. I sniffed the crab and then I stuck one down my boxers for a joke, and then I forgot about it, and then we went to Joe Spoon's in Ibiza, and I went to go to the toilet, and then the wee crab came out. I forgot all about it.
Nothing about saying, but fucking right, like, you have crabs, man. But I didn't. Spoofing crabs. Fucking literally got crabs on the
pizza. Yeah, you'd rather
eat them. Well, tell John the story about the lamb bar cereal.
Because we were eating lamb bars last night, so. Did you ever eat lamb bar cereal?
No, I've had it's great.
It's proper great. But we were only kids, and my mate Jody Barrett, shout out to me, Jody. We were sitting there, and I had a dog, boxer dog, Cato, rest in peace. And Jody was pouring out the lamb bar cereal. See, my dog just went to sniff Jody's hole, and he stuck his nose in it and went, and next minute Jody put a fucking lamb bar cereal everywhere. It was all over my kitchen because my dog literally put his nose up this hole and went, Jody, what the fuck? Because imagine you just felt me up the hole. So we were like, we just brushed it up in the pail and then just let the dog eat it. Like,
fuck me. Sounds but like good crab.
My man likes crab sticks.
Oh, that's not, but that's like full and processed.
That's processed crab.
I can't eat anything from the sea. Not even a cockle, mussel.
You're missing out. So you are.
Oh, yeah, I hate it.
You are missing out.
There's a few good seafood makers there.
I've never even ate a fish finger. That's how bad I am with fish food.
It's just as bad as one that's processed up.
I wouldn't eat any.
Salmon's great.
Salmon, we like salmon. I like salmon.
I like Hong Kong Chinese.
Mussels are sweet. Like,
Asians eat a lot more crazier foods than
us. That's what I said.
But that's just because we're from here and then we call it crazy. They might go, you're crazy.
No, but I thought when people turn around and say, oh, you eat dog. It's like, fuck me, you eat a cow.
No, I eat dog. But here, to be fair, when you go to, you see people, do you ever watch like an Idiot Abroad? Your guy called Pilkington and he's walking through. And they're eating the scorpions and the sticks and all, and like there is a few mad things that I've seen in the videos. Like, with I wouldn't mind going the chain and doing a food review, just trying all the fucking the different stuff. Like,
I had a scorpion and a lolly when I was in Tenerife. Like, it was inside the like just lolly, but the scorpions are crunchy.
They would be crunchy, so it would, you know, be fried.
I don't think crab. Brain gunk is crunchy though.
No, but it's actually quite enjoyable. Yeah,
see in China, do you see Chinese writing? Does it go from back to front?
Aye.
Does it?
Aye. So you're reading from the right to the left. So it doesn't even look big, so there. It's not the other way around. So it is. So you flick the pages down. that way.
Oh, do you?
Do you read the book from the back?
Balix.
Mangas, aye, that's right, manga.
Is Mandarin not a language?
Mandarin's widely spoken in mainland China.
Yeah, I thought that speak Mandarin, no?
No, I don't speak Mandarin.
I thought that was a wee orange.
No, you get Mandarin oranges. Like
Mandarin orange.
That is a thing.
So, see if a Chinese man who spoke Mandarin got someone pregnant in the Sandy Row, the kid would be a Mandarin orange. Oh, God. Chinese Protestant.
That's a good shout, mate.
Even the face last name.
It's a good way to put it, mate.
So Paddy Donovan was fighting Lewis Crocker. So obviously it's controversial saying I'm Lewis is my mate. But there's a load of Limerick travellers. And then obviously Lewis was from Sandy Row. I was going, see if a Limerick traveller after the SSC arena gets a wee girl from Sandy Row pregnant. That would be mental. Just a big traveller loyalist.
A travelling loyalist.
Well, do you think that sort of stuff can happen?
Probably happened last night. Who knows?
But I don't know after the result. Murder, like I don't know. Like could have been a few.
There was murder.
I know. But there'd be murder with people who are going with tar anyway.
My fire stick kept everything.
That's true. Like I never thought about it.
Don't
like,
man, to use fire sticks, mate. You have to pay for these things.
I know. For a fact, don't be a chip. Where
do
you get
the
fire stick from?
Ways up.
Fire stick man on Facebook.
Tell me, try it, don't have to go to him. Fuck, you might have to pay for dancing on Sky Sports and Sky and BT Sports and
Sky is not just going out of business because of you.
Scumbag.
Fucking hell,
yeah, go on.
You probably would have got it cheaper in China.
Yeah, so you made your big debut on fucking Bomb Squad podcast.
I was.
That's my favourite podcast.
Is it? I thought mine was brilliant. So was it just felt like my 2 minute of fame, that was it. It just felt like a...
Conkettus is a legend, mate.
Like flipping, like an A-lister, you call it? An A-lister? Yeah. It felt like an A-lister.
So you are the man, John.
I've done the weed man's head, and so it says, I'm fucking famous now.
you're a wee lad.
Aye. You're well known, Nick.
Like. What's it like to have a popular day?
Good question.
Yeah. He's popping off, isn't he? Here, petite.
You're the double of him.
I'm a double, you're a double. Fucking half a say.
Is the man Chinese as well, or is she just from Polask?
Oh, fuck. Here, we're not going to go there. She'll be watching us here. I'm going to listen to me. It's man. I'm sorry. Oh, fucking, he's a terrible. But I do try and behave myself, sort of, but no. I do talk to his man. His mother. Fucking, your mother's from. Dunmurray's
a nice wee spot.
The girl you were with in the behind the video.
Oh, that's my missus.
She's Chinese. She's born there, lives here. Or
she's like me, born in Hong Kong, fucking just shipped over here.
So where'd you meet her?
Where did I meet her? Fucking just friends of friends.
Tell us this, right? I have in my head, see Chinese restaurant, that restaurant, takeaways, they've like, I would say about 8 names, and they all use the same names, but they'll just... So it's either Peking, Lucky, Inn, Silver, Ruby, Emerald, and then they'll just put their names
that's
and mix them up.
So
want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously, your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
It'd be like Peking Palace, and then it'll be like Joy Inn, Lucky
Inn, Lucky Star.
Lucky
like it's all like the names of...
The same names.
Oh, do you
but I tell you, Chinese.
They always go for that sort of same thing.
If it's, I don't know, what's the right word? What is
Joy
the right
Inn,
word? If it sounds lucky, they like it.
See, our Chinese food. Obviously, it's different in China, but Belfast has the nicest Chinese food ever. I see when I went to Liverpool, you go to Spain, I've been to Dubai, see the Chinese food that we know, like with the satay chicken and all, like the nicest Chinese I've had, just Belfast, like, and there's so many of them.
Mitzi satay chicken, it's smacked out.
One of the things
it is alright. It's a small
it is popular. So it's what would you go if you went to the Chinese? You go to the Chinese. What would you get? Straight off curry. Straight off salted chili.
You see now we were walking past.
I like chili garlic. Chili garlic tastes like.
Do you know what else smacked it? Tracy Chapman's fast car.
What's that?
That song.
It's a ding ding car.
Oh, yes,
and then
all the smacks love it.
Speaking about Chinese, we walk past and obviously see worst thing about Belfast as well, everyone litters, which is horrible. Do you ever see when you go on holiday, it's just all clean? Everyone just fucks goes out of the shop.
But why is that there?
I know, because we're all stinkers.
We're going up the pole glass and they cut back all the trees and pole glass. So that then you're coming off the, was it the Ferguson roundabout?
Yes, Ferguson. Just before it, they have a wee park kind of thing.
Aye, just off that roundabout there. So they cut back all the trees and you see them like the litter. So what is it? What is it with you guys?
Come on,
guys.
We should learn. We should learn a bit of respect from others. But
yeah. That's not us.
You don't get that manly tendency. You turn the manly turn, it's all clean.
It's clean.
That's right.
People speak prim and proper, don't they?
Well,
but you know what broke my heart? I hate litter. But then there was Chinese litter from the Chinese shop.
I know. I see
someone, some sicko, got gravy in a Chinese. Remember recently last night? The cook gets gravy in a Chinese.
I'm a curry man. Like.
And someone goes to me.
It has to be curry.
They get a chicken ball. Goes to me. I got chicken balls. And I take the chicken out. So I goes, you get a chicken ball. And you take the chicken ball out.
I take the chicken out of the ball.
Take the ball out of the chicken.
Yeah, John's saying China. Yes. They wouldn't sit and eat satay chicken and all, wouldn't it?
No. What's salted chili will be salted chili squid.
Yeah. Squid, I've had squid, that. Yeah. And salted chili's calamari.
Wouldn't it be? The calamari you get here is fucking, is it rings of it? It's fucking frozen shit.
I got it in Australia. It was so proper
it
stuff.
But,
like.
You go out to China, it's all fresh. So it is.
Bigger so gamblers in China, aren't they?
I'm not too sure. No, I think it's more like, you know, growing up, my mom and dad came over and would have came over in the 70s. My dad would have been a gambler. There's nothing else to do. What else could you do?
Why'd they come over during the Troubles?
I always remember my mom says, don't be going into Belfast, don't be going into Belfast. If you're going to Belfast, stay away from Europa. Stay away from Europa.
The most bombed hotel.
The most bombed hotel in the world. That's no way of growing up. But my parents, they came over just for a better life.
Yeah.
You know, just
was
for
there, like, the reason I came over for a better life was there. Was there like something happening in Hong Kong, like politically or something?
There's always political things happening in Hong
Kong. Same as Taiwan. So Taiwan.
North Korea's bad, isn't it?
That's just mental. So does North Korea.
Musk was on Joe Rogan's podcast yesterday, and he was saying, like, in three generations, their whole population will be, like, wiped out by 80% just because the way that they live. It's madness. Yeah. It's madness.
It is. They only have one kid.
They're only allowed one. Is that true? In Korea,
North
Korea,
it was like
North
Korea. In Korea, it's real bad.
China's the most populated place on earth, isn't it?
But it must be going down.
Russia's the biggest landscape. Most popular for people, it's China and then India. But as I was saying there about, like, because Taiwan don't want to be a part of, like, the Chinese Sea, like, with all the political stuff. Remember, we were in Hinglambo, Liverpool, and there was people. I'm meditating against the Chinese government.
That's right.
And you just jumped in beside them. Like, yes. People,
people I just was meditating. I was for all for the meditating. Like,
what is the cracker with the Chinese government? Is there like four and a guest and they all hate each other or something?
It's like any country, any country, there's going to be two political things that don't like each other. You know what I mean?
So what I got her with Hong Kong, because it was handed over back to China. Ever since Chris Patton.
Chris Patton? Is that someone from China?
No, Chris Patton from fucking House of Parliament.
All right, I thought that was about to say. There's no way someone's called Chris.
But it was flipping. It was that's why a lot of there's a lot of English influence in Hong Kong. Because it was handed over.
Is that the capital of China?
Did you see Hong Kong?
No.
Hong Kong's flag, there's the Union Jack in the top corner.
Isn't it? You're putting me under the fucking pressure. I don't know.
That's Australia, isn't it? There was someone who worked with me in the factory, and he was just some guy from Hong Kong working in the factory, and he has a Hong Kong flag in the back, and I was going, why is the Brits even have the Union Jack on the Hong Kong flag as well? Like, leave everyone alone.
You're just ruining people's flags.
Jean-Paul, do you know in Cyprus? So, in Cyprus, a part of it are owned, I think it's owned by the UK, I might be wrong, but the drive on the left side of the road, which is where we drive,
yeah,
and see the plug sockets in Cyprus, now this is a 4-hour flight, our plug sockets, the drive on our side of the road, like...
Yeah, it must have been owned by Britain or something. Same as Gibraltar.
Gibraltar's the same.
British influence.
Most of about 70% of the world was colonized.
Bastards. We haven't forgotten.
I've got nothing to do with it.
John's all right.
I stay in a political shape.
Free Hong Kong. Free Hong Kong.
The Hong Kong.
So what part was your parents... Well, what part were you born?
I was born in... Is it like a fishing village in Hong Kong? So it is. Saigon. I was born in Saigon.
Saigon?
So yeah. The Hong Kongers call it the back garden of Hong Kong. So if you think of Hong Kong, you think of skyscrapers and whatnot. So by 30 minutes outside Hong Kong, you get the all the greenery.
Oh, I always all the nice stuff.
Like a culty?
Yeah, culty.
Yeah, do you get over much?
I do. I was there, January there? When I started all that there.
I seen that, mate. That's when you blew up, for fuck's sake. You racked TikTok.
Was it that mad, was it?
No, sorry. Were you not getting any weird messages from?
I haven't got any weird messages, but I've been flat out. I'm flat out of my own work, so I am. And I've been thinking about this TikTok, like, so... I don't even know how to fucking deal with it.
John, I thought that, like, you should see why you have the momentum going. You should fucking bank in on it. You should post more.
I know.
You
should post, so like, fuck this. People are telling me. You'll blow up.
Yeah. You're not even doing anything, like, that's hard to do. Like, you're sitting in a pan noodle and you've like, 5,000 likes on it. Fucking, like, know what I mean? Like, you're not, it's so... Like, it's people look at you and think you're going to talk Chinese, and then this fucking, like, fucking Northern Irish accent comes out of you. It's like a fucking dog meowing.
Well, we were thinking to go and flip and maybe go out to Hong Kong and just flip and give honest reviews.
But I don't even think you need to go
there. It's different being out of the country.
Yeah.
You know, you see a video, there's like Asian people in the background, and this guy talking like a fucking West Belfast taxi driver.
Yeah. It's pretty funny.
I think so, yeah.
Because if you were just with all Asian people, the fact that you're Asian and just with all people from about the road, it makes it funnier or something.
Yeah, it's different.
Maybe I didn't think about that.
It is crazy. So I wanted to make more videos, have all these mad ideas. I actually thought about having a podcast in the fucking car. Starting to get flipping cameras and all going in the car.
A car is a whip.
Okay. If you need any guests, give us a shit.
Did you see his car?
G-Wagon
or something? Cracker,
what is that fucking G-Wagon? I'm going to get fucking robbed here.
No addresses will be given out.
No address. Fucking my address all over the internet. Fucking don't be looking up.
You pulled up like an Asian Batman.
Here, tell me, is your real name John?
No, Taxman knows me as Chun. Taxman knows me as Chun.
I was going to say, there's no way your man named John. Like, no. Born in Hong Kong, named John.
No, my brother was Hong called. Kong my John. Brother is called Tony, but he's legally on his papers and all, there's a Tony on it.
Yeah.
But it's only made on the what happened. They just didn't give me an English name. Upset.
No, you just got one eventually.
Just called Chun. But people growing up, people just call me John.
See, even like there's a girl works up not Chinese up there, and the two of them are Lola and John.
Uh-huh.
I think they just go for the most easiest basic names whenever.
Something easy to remember.
Because you want to remember.
Lola and John, that's the two probably most easiest names.
But they definitely won't be giving them something Gaelic names or flipside.
I struggle with Finbar and fucking
Niamh. Niamh, you know. Even reading it later, I was like, that's not Niamh. Where the frick you get Niamh from? Out of that, there are a few letters.
And Chun actually sounds like John.
Yeah. So that's probably why. That's probably even where it came from.
Easier to remember. Yeah. It doesn't mean it. Does it?
No.
Because my name is Spanish. It's like Juan Pablo. But can you transfer Chinese names into the English names? Or does it not
you probably
work?
You just pick a random
name. Do Gaelic names into Chinese? Are you shameless?
You should have called yourself like something cool like Dragon Slayer or something.
I could do for a segment, just go walk out of here and says, I'm Bruce Lee. I'm Jackie. Bruce Lee, Jackie. Connecticut. Connecticut, you want to see me?
Mr. Miyagi.
Mr. Miyagi. I'll say, check me out in Cobra Kai. No more Epic Journal, Cobra Kai boys. I'm saying.
Brilliant.
But right enough, it's like, you know, talking about names, you know, you're saying my missus, she's called Su Fong. But trans, she's a giver. Siobhan. She called herself Siobhan.
So make it, if you make it sound the same, it'll be easy to remember. Right?
And Siobhan's an old fucking auntie name. Like.
An auntie name like flipping Dorothy. Or Barbara.
Big Barbara.
Big Barbara.
Big Barbara. Big Barbara.
Do you know what he was meant to be called? So his name's Gavin.
This is true, Bill. Right?
And this is what he's meant to be called, you said.
Gilbert Bartholomew. That's what my man was going to name you as. Gilbert Bartholomew.
He was going to
get called. Thank fuck,
he didn't. He was going to get called Gilbert Bartholomew.
That's a bad one.
And here, Bartholomew is one of the apostles. Out of the 12 apostles, Bartholomew's one.
This is why I'm not called that. The neighbour that lived on my street was out calling her son, and she was calling Gavin, and my man heard it and went, oh fuck, I like that name, and gave me Gavin instead of Gilbert Bartholomew. I was like, thank fuck. What do I mean called Gilbert Burns? And then there's actually a UFC fighter called that.
Gilbert.
See, Jolene, my missus, she says, see, if you recall that, I genuinely wouldn't have met me.
You couldn't argue that. Like,
you couldn't go, you couldn't.
I couldn't even pronounce that.
Bartholomew?
I couldn't even pronounce that. That's a tongue twister tip for me.
But see the way your initials are GB? You just would have been GBB.
Aye, right enough.
Isn't that mad? So it wouldn't have changed much. And then MB because the new Barnes name, so.
Yes, no shit, bro.
See there, John. And then it's good to have two Johns here, too. And then my name, Sean Paul. Sean. My granddad's called Sean. Sean's Irish for John.
John, that's right.
And is it?
Yeah.
I know that.
Even he knows that.
You're more Irish than me.
Sean's Irish for John. And then, but I didn't have a middle name. See the way we get middle names when you're baptized. But I'm called Sean Paul, so I had two first names already, so I didn't get a middle name until I was P7.
Confirmation.
It's not quite normal then. If you're called Sean, you get called Sean Paul.
No,
I came across a lot of Sean
Paul.
No
one else knows it. Like, see,
Sean
DePaul, I've lived in Liverpool. Sean DePaul, come and check us out in the SSC Arena. You might see it in every shop. Every time I lived in Liverpool, I lived in Mallorca, and it was every time you go. See, when you talk to an English person, you go, my name's Sean Paul, and I go, all right, Sean, and I'm like, no, my name's Sean Paul, my name's not Sean, it's the same name, and then every time you say it, Sean DePaul, let me give it to you, and
do you get that all the time, mate?
I got it flat out, until I brought Sean Paul McCabe, it was his birthday, shout out SP McCabe, I brought him over, and then I have all these mates, we all have nicknames: Craft, Big Buck, Wee Buck, Smokey, Whelan. Whenever I brought all the lads over to Liverpool, they were like, "What's your names, Nona?" Like Big Buck, Wee Buck, Burnsy, Smokey, Baba, right? And all my English mates were going, "Does your mates not have real names?" And then they thought me being called Sean Paul was like the weirdest name ever. And then it goes to SP McCabe, "What's your name?" And then he goes, "Sean Paul." And they were like, "What? There's two Sean Pauls?" And he goes, "No." He goes, my name's not Sean Paul, and his name's not Sean Paul. We're just Sean Paul. We're Sean Paul the cat. We're just Sean Paul the cat.
It confuses me.
And don't worry, you're not the only one. Because
every time someone told us to turn the music up, I kept going. Someone goes like, "Turn the music up," and every time I was hitting the up button, he was over, and it was just like a wee Sean Paul connection.
John, here, see if you're going to do Chinese, order a munch. Would you go in and talk in Chinese?
No. It's usually a fucking little girl being a guy there.
It's probably like Teresa.
Like Teresa behind the desk.
It's always like a smack millie's back in the desk.
What do you want?
What do you want?
They're ringing and saying, what do you want?
You forgot my phone cameras. Where's my phone cameras?
You just shoot back in the kitchen. I don't even want to try and pronounce Chinese.
But mostly now, it's quite a lot of Mandarin. speaking Chinese, and no, not the oranges. I can't be over by the oranges. Mandarin speaking Chinese. There's quite a lot of it now. Yeah. You know, but maybe
let us hear a bit of it.
Fuck, I don't know. Well,
just say,
I don't know. Put him on the spot.
Welcome to the work class.
Want to make a difference in your community, but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Podcast.
Working class podcast.
That's Chinese.
Can you say, can you teach us how to say fuck, man?
No, fuck, you can't be doing that there, Fuzzy. Tell me to fuck off all the time, Fuzzy. Tell me to fuck off. Tell me to fuck off and then take my car.
He knows.
What is it? What is it?
No.
He knows. Many, no. Many kids have you got then?
Fuck. That I know of.
You're a stud.
Three boys.
Girls.
What do with his mummy? We have a wee girl, so that she's old now. She's an adult now.
What age you, big lad?
Fuck, I'm going on. What am I? 48.
There's not a wrinkle on you.
Fuck, there's loads of wrinkles. Where?
Mate, it must be that fucking Chinese skin. There's not a fucking wrinkle on
you.
You're
going to feel it like something.
Yeah, you definitely wouldn't think you're 48. Like,
well, thank you. Well, so my eldest is 28. My eldest.
It's me and him.
Here, would you smoke or drink, Annie?
No, don't smoke, don't drink, don't gamble. I'm a boring...
Sir, plenty.
I'm a boring character.
Don't drink, don't sex, no.
Fuck it, we'll try to later, Fubsy. At the fagger works, Fubsy. When you get that age, like, nothing works. When you get that age, nothing works.
You're touching 50, mate, you know what I mean? You're at the halfway point.
You should have, whenever you have 50, you should, like, stick a bat on and have a fag and a pint. Just for one day, just for your 50th, and then
just go off on one. One day bender.
Take it
off. One day bender.
Just take everything.
Make five. Go to Amsterdam, just do it all in one day. That's it. Five over. That's it. End up
in the
Red
Lake District.
But here, Amsterdam and all is a good spot.
It is.
Because whenever you're over, you just feel all right. But see, when you're over here and you have something.
Have you been to the dam? Have you, John?
I have been to the dam a few times. So I have a couple of times.
It doesn't appeal to me. I'm not a dope smoker.
You don't have to be a dope smoker to go to Amsterdam.
No, you don't.
I'm a coke sniffer, but I'm not a dope smoker.
Same mushies, all the mushrooms.
I don't like psychedelics, mate. I don't like a thought of not being in control of my body.
Yeah,
it's their own.
Scurry, so does.
I enjoy it. Like,
it's better. It's better. Taking mushrooms is better than sniffing coke. And it's better for you.
But, mate, you can't see. Like, I mean, you can sniff a bit of coke and... in a bar and sitting to chat to your mate. See, if you talk a couple of mushrooms in a bar, people fucking crawl on the floor, going, what the fuck's happening here?
That's why you don't take them in a bar. You don't go to a bar and take them, you take them to the house or somewhere good.
Why you can't compare them, but
few of the lads
took them, leading them drugs.
Few of the lads took them watching Doctor Strange in the cinema.
I was tripping and I wasn't even on any.
I know. The guy was like,
"Here, are you a big in the Marvel? Are you? No, who you look like
the one from Doctor Strange?
The fucking Tom Holland's.
What do you call Doctor Strange? What do you call a guy?
Sorcerer guy.
The sorcerer guy.
He gets the ring. He gets the ring and he opens the.
Jesus, I don't know.
But for him, you're
John. What John? Jesus. John or not? He's a.
Oh, you call him. You call him John.
He's the biggest nerd.
Yeah.
I like Marvel.
He'll come in here. He'll come everywhere. He loves it.
John, the video man, he makes costumes.
He's very good at what he does. Costumes.
Oh, very good.
And then he ships them out all over the world. He makes Spider-Man, Batman. Serious? He's talented. Like,
he's so good.
That's where we end up starting the podcast.
There he is.
He'll get the name in 2 seconds. What do you say when he comes in here?
Here we go. Oh.
Just go
with him. What do you call Chinese man out of Dr.
John, did you ever see in Spider-Man?
Yes.
No, Dr. Strange.
It's both. What do you call the wee Chinese guy? Wong? Is that his name? Yeah. He gets the ring?
Yeah.
There you go, Tony.
There you go. Fuck.
You'll watch it back. You'll see us watch it back. So you're what we're talking about you.
Do you know what was mad there? Me and you were on about two different Chinese Marvel characters. You're on about Spider-Man's mate, Chinese mate.
Yeah,
and then I'm on about Dr. Strange's mate.
What do you call
it? But then he ends up being the same thing as him.
Ned Leeds. That's what it is.
Ned.
That's what I was thinking about start. And then when we're talking about Dr. Strange, he says, no, the Dr. Strange one. Yeah.
But we were telling him, we were talking about Marvel, and I says, John was here, he's spunking everywhere.
I'm on about the DC bar.
No, I've always grown up, I was always Spider-Man.
Really? So,
Spider-Man and Superman. So what's the Superman? Christopher Reeve. Sorry, Superman, and then was Spider-Man. Then I went to Iron Man.
Iron Man's the GOAT.
Tony Stark.
What are you thinking about this new Captain America? Do you think it's gonna work?
He's Papa Doc and Tupac.
Marvel were just killing it. Every film I was at the cinema for fucking weeks, they were banging them out. Like Captain America,
the first phase,
the Winter Soldier and all. You're like, I can't wait to all these films, and then it just ran.
But there's only so after, much you can
after
do
Endgame,
now.
It's just been shit. But and even the new Captain America, I don't even give a fuck about
but
it.
But see the first phase. Yeah.
I know.
Is that where? Yeah.
The worst, Disney took over, the second phase. See the first
phase.
Been
the same.
The first phase is a goat. Like Winter Soldier the whole way up the Civil War now. And then see, do you know what was the worst one? You watch that WandaVision?
I loved that. The first you need note you need to do skip past the first three episodes.
Yeah, I know.
That's just a load of fucking bullshit.
But like as we're saying, there's only so much you can like actually do. Like Fast and Furious, Lethal, they keep doing it. It's shit. Shrek 5's coming out, and he has a wee sister.
Peppa Pig has a new Peppa Pig, and shout out to my missus, Peppa Pig's man Dad's pregnant
at the same time as my missus.
When do you have sex?
Shout out to SP. Congratulations.
She got pregnant at the same time.
Congratulations.
No,
she got pregnant at the same time, or she's due the same time?
Either pregnant at the same time.
So when do you have sex?
It could be anytime.
We're trying to work out when Peppa Pig's man that had sex. So we'll, do you know what I mean? We can work it out.
I seen him in Canal Court the same time. But I said, because the baby's born in September here. So the first celebration.
Congratulations, mate.
Thank you.
Well done.
Big SP, fucking pumper.
Look at me. I'm the papa now. But Halloween's going to be my unborn child's first celebration. And I said to the missus, I goes, we should be mummy, daddy pig. And the child should be the new pig. She's like, no, I don't want to do it. No, I'm like, trust me, even if she says no,
you've got in camera, eh? But here, do you know who to get for the photography?
Big John Boy.
Do you ever get John Boy?
I do. If I do get John Boy, and I think to myself, do you call me John Boy? I was like, fuck, I'm old enough to be your granddad.
John Man. Big John Man.
John Man. But you couldn't write that, like.
That's a strong name, like.
John Boy,
you need to be like as John, a proper man. Like.
John, tell us, is he in China? Is it like. I've noticed a lot of the surnames, Young, Man.
There is, maybe
there's maybe there is. There's about 10 surnames.
It's not as diverse as here.
It's mad,
it's
isn't it?
It is mad here, so it is. Maybe the Chinese ones just love having sex. Some fucking kids. You know, you're Wong. You're Wong. You're a man, you're a chung.
Some young guy.
You tell that joke. What do you call an Irish man mixed in with a Chinese man? Hot noodle. But tell me more about this bag of noodles.
You put eggs and an egg in a noodle.
That was fucked up. So
my sister makes
that Scotch egg in a noodle.
That's bad.
Yeah, it was bad.
You ruined that, mate.
It did ruin it because their Scotch egg soaked up all the juices from the pot noodle, and it just became one big mush. I still ate it. Like,
would you have a wag at anything? Like,
I would have a wag at anything. Yeah.
If you don't try it, how are you meant to do it?
Not too fussy.
I don't like it. And you go for it.
Here, Johnson, when I go to a restaurant, I swear to fuck, I'm 31 of May. No one I get when I go, no matter what restaurant, chicken goose on the chips. Where we dip a
basic bitch.
Sweet chili.
It's a waste of money, mate. See, me and her go out to big fancy restaurants and all, and I just get chicken goose on. I'm so fucking like I'm like a wee chad tonight.
No, I would try a different thing.
You have to.
I won't even look that's at that the menu. I won't even have a lasagna.
If you don't like it, you don't like it. But let's try it.
At least
but
try.
If you don't try it, if you try it, don't like it, don't say anything. Just let it be.
Yeah.
Don't say it, tell the
waiters.
Let it be.
What do you think of Keith Lee?
Who's that?
American fella. Keith Lee.
Who's that?
Beans and toast is fucking unbelievable. Beans and toast is fucking unbelievable.
But you have to have out there flipping
beans and toast is underrated.
We've got their fucking sausage in it.
As fuck.
The sausage no beans. Fucks.
I'm not too keen on them ones.
Tin ones.
Nah.
I'm scared.
See, when I was a kid, I used to love the wee tin spaghetti once, but I've seen that.
I've seen the rat court for trying to put them in alphabetical order.
Why were you watching that?
Oh, yes, like this spaghetti. Alphabetical spaghetti.
Why the fuck?
You didn't have a man watching over you eating. That's what it was. You didn't have a man watching over you eating.
Yeah. Force-fed fucking.
Fucking my man would have beat me. Fucking eat that there. Eat that there. You're fucking doing an alphabet. Fucking eat it.
Straight in there, go.
You're right.
Straight in there, go.
So, mate, I seen you run a Chinese restaurant. Was the last week you had it?
Oh yes, aye.
Where was that?
That was Lee Gardens. We were there earlier on.
Where was that?
Down at Botanic Gardens. It was.
Botanic's
nice. There's one called the Welcome. Oh. It's a Chinese. The Welcome.
That's on us from Alice. That's on
us. There's a guy, mate. He's Chinese. Michael. Aye. And he talks proper Belfast.
Michael Wong. I know him. So
do you all know each other?
I wouldn't know each other. Aye.
All the Chinese Belfast speakers know each other.
Mostly, aye.
Do you?
Aye, mostly.
Group chat.
Just not invite me in.
There's no group chat, like. You come over to West Belfast, there's a wee group chat. Join us, wee group chat. But just Chinese. You need to just be fucking Chinese to be in this group chat.
Wee Chinese Belfast group chat. Well, everyone has group chats these days. That's what I said.
Wee five-a-side team. All the boys.
So are you going to start posting more on social media, John?
Go see how it goes. I'm fucking flat out my own work for Flipside. Like, you know, you're lucky he's actually got me.
Yes. Thanks for your time, brother.
You're a nice guy.
You know, but honestly, I am absolutely flat out my own work.
Time is money. You know what I mean?
Flipside, you know.
Well, sure, we had to give him 500 quid to come down.
Yeah.
Did we agree on, was it 800, wasn't it?
I'll give him
a Netflix account.
I square up next week, dude.
You've been over here, obviously, do you like Gaelic and hurling and stuff?
My eldest, Timmy, he loves it. He likes watching all that there.
Yeah.
You know, the Gaelic hurling and stuff. He's actually going. Where's he going next week? He's going somewhere. Where's playing next week? There must be a big match if he's going there.
Croke Park, is it?
Croke
Park.
Is it? No, no, not that one that we know it, so wait.
Yeah.
And obviously, so Gaelic and hurling is our main sport. Chinese, ping pong, isn't it?
What is Chinese?
The Olympics, but and
oh yes,
it's table tennis,
ping pong, table tennis, badminton, or swimming.
Asians are amazing at ping pong, like crazy, and even in the final, it's two Asians. Like, and I love, we used to play ping pong in school and all, but like it class, like I love ping pong.
Do you know what's mad? Like, see all like the most people in China, they're smaller than most people, aren't they? Like the most Europeans. But then the largest person in the world is Chinese. It's mad as fuck. It's mad as fuck. They're all just like small, and the biggest one in the world is
Have you seen the size?
So you can't even say that. Like, you know what I mean? That's mad.
Yeah. I think the more north you go in China, the taller the people.
What the fuck?
Because what am I? 5'5"? I feel like a giant in Hong Kong.
Wait, I'm 5'3".
I was going to say something. Whatever I feel like a giant. Whatever I walked in here, everyone says, fuck me. You can't be fucking local. Fuck, you're tiny, man. You must be Chinese.
Someone see me in the turn the other day. It's like, working class podcast, fuck's sake, glad to say ye. People can't really tell by a video. To say to me,
I know.
So people, but
when I watched a podcast, one of your podcasts, you did say that you're 5'3". So that,
but then my missus argues and says I'm 5'2". She says I'm lying, but I'm not.
Even I know, we do like to exaggerate an extra inch or two. You know what I'm saying?
Here, let me go to piss here, Annie. Did you ever hear the...
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
The saying Chinese whispers. Is it true that in China, when you like a word can mean, if you say it low, if you say it high, it's two different words?
There is,
Is that why it's called Chinese whispers? Because there's a word, when you say it loud, it means like, let's just say room, right? But if you're whispering in someone's ear, you're not saying it loud, you're saying it low, so it changes.
Loon.
No,
I haven't heard about that. I know, like,
but do you get what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean. It's just like, there's like various words here. It's like there,
and there, you know, yeah, there, are, yeah, and all.
It's all spelled it's the like, same. It's, or spelled
it means
differently.
So many different meanings. Like,
I heard that Chinese is easier to learn English if you don't know English.
Easier to learn in English.
Nope. English is the hardest if you don't know it.
English is the hardest.
I heard that too.
Yeah,
so it is.
Because Jersey, even yeah,
Chinese.
Because we say it the other side about Jersey, the way you said about him saying it the other side about. We actually like English language is actually just the other way.
John, do you ever see the way like Chinese people, the right and the wee like the right
and the wee characters.
So see one of them wee characters. Does that mean a full sentence or a word?
Word.
A word.
So it is. But leave it at that there, okay? Because I haven't got a clue about anything else out there. I even came. They're like so complicated, you know.
It would take an artist here. You need to be an artist. The fucking
okay, you would
to do that. Like,
there is a lot complicated. Yeah,
isn't it like
yeah.
There's like houses instead of like saying and. It's like. You have to draw like a house.
Oh, I heard like, chimney and a fucking car.
Well, Margaret was here the other week. We had a blind woman on here the other week. And
that's
right,
I watched that one.
And she had the braille. And on the page, it just looked like all these just random white dads. But All of it meant fucking, like, it was like and and for.
But it was
and
very interesting. Whenever Margaret was on here, I actually watched it and I thought it was very interesting. She had a full life anyway.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, she's a lot more happier than a lot of people with sick.
Oh yeah,
do you know what I mean?
But it was whenever you were asking her, you know, do you dream? I thought, well, that's a good question. Yeah, you know, how would it visualize? How would it be like? What's it like? You know, with a blind person. Dreaming, you know, if you're born blind, if you were blind from a certain age,
can you see in your dreams still? You don't know.
I don't know.
She said she can't remember.
She doesn't remember. I don't think blind people do dream.
You obviously do, but
it is interesting because Margaret seemed to have a full
life. Maybe dreaming. They don't dream. Do you know what she says? And it wasn't on the podcast.
Probably feelings. Probably dream feelings.
It broke my heart. She says her dad. Her dad used to bring her down, which was about 10, into the city centre and describe the Christmas lights to her. I was near crying. And I was like, fucking
see,
hell.
The death.
Heartbreaking, sort of.
Oh, it's weird, mate. It's weird.
But you look at it, but hearing that podcast, Margaret did have a full life.
Yeah. Oh, she enjoyed it. She's happy.
Do you
really
know,
happy.
It's a man that's a sound. She taxes me. She's blind. She sits and taxes. I don't know. They are. She finds her way of doing it, but she's still able to text me.
There's someone I seen on TikTok as well. Someone like asked her boy, like, which girl you like the most? No, they expect to say her. And she said this name, and I forget what the name was, but she was born blind and deaf, and she wrote a book.
Alan Keller?
I think so.
Liam, was it you saying, like,
she wrote a book and she's blind and deaf?
Did you ask to get a deaf person?
Nah,
it wasn't.
How
you meant to get a deaf person on a podcast?
See, deaf. Would you rather be?
You would have to get someone on who does sign language with them to
but
be
on
able
Spotify,
to
what the fuck you meant? Like,
because see, here's a deaf person. Her best friend wanted to go to Tomorrowland, the festival, and so she goes to the festival and she's deaf, but she can feel like the vibration of the festival, so she can feel it. And then her mates, so see with the lyrics on, her mates sitting doing the sign language.
Oh, yes, I seen that there. That's another one.
I know her to do, it's not deaf, like sign language, but Macathon.
Yeah.
And I had to work, or I had to do
Learn
Santa,
of Bob Marley,
Santa Claus
Three Little Birds.
Yeah, Santa Claus is coming to town. So it was like, Santa Claus is coming to town, and then
does
like, you had to go like that.
Does coming be like that, or?
And then does things like that now.
Here, what would you rather be? If you had to pick one, blind or deaf?
Life depends on that. If Ran, your son, had a gun to his head, you had to pick.
Fuck. I think I just like
he's sitting there like that.
I'd rather be deaf, I think. I think I'd rather be deaf.
Because you get hearing aids and all. You get hearing aids to sort of.
I asked this question to one of my mates. I know this first thing. No, I'm not joking. I think the first thing he said was, I'd rather be deaf because you won't be able to watch porn.
Not fucking hear or see your children. Porn is like,
he knows what he wants, that man. Like,
it's not going to happen.
That's when you know you.
That's
a guy that's going to hell.
First I'll not name him for fuck's sake.
Fucking get porn on Braille or something. Nice. It'll be so nerve on a Braille. That's terrible. Whenever I'm photographing your wedding, guys, I am sensible.
You just rub the same spot.
It's not what it looks like, folks. You know, it's not what it sounds
right
like.
Now we're from saying.
Speaking about you, obviously the weddings. the weddings.
It's a belter.
What's like the best wedding you've done? Like
all weddings are brilliant. We enjoy. We actually. We enjoy it. Like, me and my boys go out and do the weddings. We enjoy it.
Yeah, do you get fed and watered, don't you?
Fed and watered, damn right. Or flip-say, if they don't get fed and watered, flip-say, I'll be eating off the groom's plates.
No,
you
have to get looked after.
Everyone's been great.
See, when I got married, we got married in the Hillgrove in Monaghan. And they says, right, we had 150 here. And out of the 150 that went, there was about 140 that didn't eat the food. Because every guy was fucking wiped out.
What?
So all my mates was just fucking.
It was pretty fancy in that one.
It was a 5-course meal. There was fucking. It was like steak and all.
Hillgrove's
the Manning. But I mean,
the Manning and I, we were
like proper unbelievable wedding. Like, cutting ass. But see, all my mates once they're on the drugs, mate, they're not going to eat food. So, like, I pay thousands of pounds for all this food.
You could have just got a flip and just done a flip on Uber or something.
The bastards didn't eat it. I was fucking furious. They were, like, full dinner.
They're all queuing up a toilet.
Yeah, yes, Ross. I was like, lads, fucking eat your dinner. And like, I can't eat. Fuck's sake.
You meant to eat your dinner.
That's a waste of spuds, all right, that, isn't it? That's a waste of spuds.
See, all my aunts and uncles, they all had theirs. See, all my mates, I was like, lads, that one isn't even ate your soup. That's just today's generation, mate.
Bloop soup.
See, like, someone my age, it'd be the same. It'll be the same. Well, like, especially just in places like us here, it's hard to drink all day and get to 6 o'clock on a Saturday at a wedding and fucking eat it dinner, like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I went to my cousin's wedding last year. It was the best wedding I've been to. It was in Altea.
Did everybody finish your dinners?
Everyone finished. I just about finished mine, but they had all wee fancy things where it was just like chef's snow, and there'd just be like a wee small thing, and there's like leaf snow around it, and it looks cool.
Wee
just,
ding ding
things. Wee ding ding.
You're not enough of a bag of noodles or something. Bag of noodles. Where was that venue?
I'd say Benidorm. It was class. You got there and you went the whole way up to the top, and free everything and all. Did you ever see when they said, cousin goes right, the last hour of the free drink, me and my dad are sitting there with a carry each of just beers, it was roasting. But she loves Star Wars and all, so next minute all the lightsabers and all, and the stormtrooper mask came out, and it turned into a big Star Wars wedding. You're sweating because you were in Spain.
Frig.
That'll be good crack.
Here was the best crack, because we went, they had a stag and a hen together, and that was on Ibiza for 2 days, and we had a villa, and then you just got the boat over to Benidorm, so...
Wee bit everywhere.
Yeah, the plan is me and Lambo's going back to Benidorm for a show.
Don't say too much.
That's all I'm
on
saying.
The cameras.
That's all I'm saying. Because there's a lot of things happening in the next 4 months.
So. John wants up in the future for John.
John, man.
What's in the future for me, Flip?
Are you going to post more or what?
I don't know. I think I'll try and post more, see how I get on.
You should try if it's hard to do.
It's hard for me to do too, mate. So I don't understand.
Chinese, but speaks our accent. No matter what he does, people are going to fucking like it.
Yeah.
Mate, you could just go down and put your camera down, have a cup of tea, and just say, "Ah, well, what's happening?" And it'll just go viral. That's what the fuck.
But it was only that one video that really blew up.
What one was it?
The bag of noodles really blew up, but everything else seemed, I mean, that's just the way it goes, but if you just keep doing it,
you should go and get a bag like in the shop, you know, like when you carry your shopping, and get an even bigger bag of noodles. Like just a big massive bag of noodles. Or else go ring a drug dealer and ask for a bag of something, he just gives you a wee bag of noodles.
There's a bag on strap, mate, he rocks down, a wee bag of fucking spicy noodles.
I do plan to do some videos if I get a chance.
You should, mate, definitely, because we love you, we think you're talking about a podcast. Did you ever go down that route?
Well, I think of all sorts of madness, you know. I started off, believe it or not, I done Chinese fast food. About 10 years ago, I was into Chinese fast food. So if you said John Mann or something, people would have known me for like Chinese takeaway in Lisburn.
What, delivering it?
Making it. I own a Chinese takeaway in Lisburn.
It's
just called a Saigon Night.
Was that the same Tesco?
No, up the road from Tesco, and no Longston Street there, where the big roundabout is.
Sounds like chicken, like.
Fucking
lethal. Was it? As long as that's all matters. I genuinely believe you can put anything you want in the menu. See if it's all rotten, but the sound side chicken's nice and the chips and rice are nice. Your fucking Chinese is nice.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I don't know a person comes in and orders fucking
most popular is a salted chili. You're guaranteed to, if I was to go into Chinese anywhere, there's always a curry. I always go for a curry, taste a curry, see if it's good. Good curry.
People have spring rolls too. Curry.
That black bean sauce is nice. Black bean.
Right. Chicken and black
salted chili, I will always get. Salted chili or a curry.
That's the go-to.
It is a go-to.
That's the main, it's hard, the main one.
There's one doing like all you can eat one. How would they be making money?
Frig, I don't know. Fuck, I'll probably make money off the drinks.
Yeah,
aye, true, because the people that's love the drink.
No, but there's one in York.
That's like Cosmos. Aye, when you go in the Cosmos, yeah. The drinks
like,
are dear.
You're going in there, you're paying what? You're paying.
Well, the drinks not even dear.
You're in and you can eat as much as you want.
I know Cosmos. What's Cosmos price now?
I've never been.
You've never been to Cosmos?
Yeah, you can eat anything.
All sorts
of stuff. You can be walking out like
that. I love Indian food. I love Indian. I love spicy food.
I love Thai food. Thai food's great.
Do you like an Irish stew?
I do like an Irish stew.
Do you make a good one?
No, but his mum made a good one.
That's
I say.
Does she?
No. His mummy is a good woman.
What's your new woman like? She's...
Ah, she's dead on.
What's her stew like?
She doesn't make stew.
What's her sounds like, chicken? Like,
we don't even make sounds like chicken.
No, I'm
you need to do that clam making a salt chili stew.
But you can actually buy that there, a bag of salted chili chicken, do you know that?
Yeah.
You can actually go into the shop and buy a bag of salted chili chicken, bang it in an oven, that's it.
Oh, easy. Iceland special.
It's fucking great.
See, when I lived in Liverpool, I was looking for something chili, but they call it salt and pepper.
There's loads of salt and pepper. Salted chili, salted pepper.
So you call it salt and pepper. Whenever I was a student in Liverpool, like, see, whenever you came home from Christmas, first thing you were getting was a Chinese, like,
oh, I definitely,
because it wasn't the same.
If I was to come back home from, like, when I was in Hong Kong, I was missing food here. That's no word of a lie.
Yeah, everyone does.
Oh, yeah, John, so see where we have, like chippies are very local here.
Uh-huh.
See, in Hong Kong or in China, would theirs be a Chinese?
Chinese, right?
They should have Chinese takeaways. Yeah, and would it be, like, salt and chicken?
What would be a go? See the way salt and chili chicken is a go-to here? If you're in a Chinese in China, what is the go-to?
It'll be like a roast dinner. So that it'll be like a
roast dinner.
Not even a roast dinner. Like a steak or something. No, it wouldn't even be a steak. Like we always get char siu. I love char siu.
What is that?
Even char siu or roast duck or us pork.
The duck with the hoisin sauce is great.
You quit duck.
Fuck me, you can get ducks here, so you can.
Uh-huh. You get it down the fucking waterworks and that.
Waterworks, and don't grab one.
Duck's fucking upper class.
Nah, duck shop on the Chinese.
No, you're not upper class, are you?
No, fuck
you. Don't strike me as an upper class guy.
Definitely not upper class.
Working class podcast, these geeks here, you know what I mean?
Keep it real, mate, keep it real.
Working class.
Imagine.
Yeah, you have to.
Work hard all day. Work hard.
You do. You can tell by the car you drive.
Jesus, I fucking stop going on by a car. People are going to rob the fuck out of me.
Probably went off.
First thing he came in when he says, my car be right out there.
But where are we?
Can't promise anything on the way, Greg. No, definitely not.
Fuck. Job boy, mate. Yeah, you're a lad now. I fucking really enjoyed that.
John, man.
Appreciate
you.
That was Ben.
Thank you, man. I'm a guest myself today, and it's been a pleasure to be a guest.
Thank you, mate.
Sure to do. I want to say, rest in peace, the wee Mal. He's a legend. Shout out to all the Andy Crown ones. Shout out Tom Martin. Shout out G Martin, and shout out to everyone who's boys, and shout out to the main man here.
Cheers,
John Ma.
An upper working class.
Working class all the way.
Rest in peace, Mal. Let's go.
Working class.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.